fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 6th day of December, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Your prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to work on your physical conditioning. That would be both aerobic and anaerobic. Aerobic would be the ability to say, oh, run a mile. Anaerobic would be the ability to lift a heavy weight. Just a very shorthand version there. So work on your physical conditioning. That's your prepper tip of the day. With patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astrophysics at the university level at Cornell University, taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished author, having authored, I believe, 10 books and more on the way, amateur archaeologist and radio talk show host. Jim, good morning, sir. Really good. I assume you probably know that the big news is the expected announcement, official announcement today by President Donald Trump about moving the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv, Israel, to Jerusalem, Israel. It's a big deal, isn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, I just pulled up CNN headlines, which I typically do to see what the CIA is trying to pawn off on the public. But it's definitely in the news. So what do you think? What's your opinion of that?
Well, it's kind of ironic. The Muslim world united together in June of 1967 to attack Israel, and they lost. Now they're crying in their beer over the consequences of losing. 40 years ago, this past June, the Six-Day War, they lost they lost Gaza. What's the territory called Palestine was captured, and Jerusalem was captured. And when you start a war, Jim, you have to be prepared to live with the consequences. And Israel was going to stay inside its defined borders until they were attacked by the combined Muslim armies and were defeated by the tiny country of Israel. And now the consequences are coming home to roost. All of a consequence because the combined Muslim armies in 1967 attacked Israel and they lost. So this needs to happen. I'm glad to see we finally got a president with the backbone to stand up to the combined Muslim countries and do the right thing and declare, as far as United States policy is concerned, declare Jerusalem to be the true capital of Israel and move our embassy there. There's going to be a lot of fallout from this. Threatened violence. The president of Turkey is calling a summit of the combined Muslim countries next week. This will have very dramatic consequences, won't it?
Well, I just heard some statistics, which is interesting. And Jerusalem, of course, was the hangout of Christ. He was born in Bethlehem, which I understand is about 7 miles away. But the three religions of the world all claim their basis there, although Mecca seems to be more the Muslim world center than Jerusalem. But they all make claims, historic claims on Jerusalem, even though they didn't get their beginning at the same time, the Muslims being the last ones to make a showing, so to speak, in terms of organized what we might call religion, if you want to call it that. It's like in a lot of the Muslim countries, there are dozens of sects which don't interact at all.
And well, they murder each other. That's their interaction. They murder each other. If Muslims can't find a Christian or a Jew to murder, they murder each other, and they're quite happy to do so.
But when I say don't interact, I mean they don't go to the, say, grocery store or the whatever store, if you want to call it store. They don't go to the, they don't partake in anything of the other groups. They're totally secular.
They have separate neighborhoods, separate mosques. They don't socialize in any social interaction whatsoever. That's very true. Yes, sir.
And so, I mean, to call Muslims a religion is, to me, kind of far-fetched, because it would be difficult to find a central train of thought that's common amongst all of them. And, as far as a lot of the things historical or whatever, it's like, the fight will go on, and I try and keep busy doing my things because that's as far as I can influence the world. So a lot of these things are just, they're out of my realm. And certainly most of us had nothing to do with any of this historically.
We'll
see what happens, but definitely some fallout. But I'm probably not the best person to ask about such things, because I have other opinions about history and things like that. But I'll be honest with you, I don't think any of us know what really happened way back when and all the underpinnings of, history. We kind of have an idea that what we're taught is complete baloney. We have an idea of what happened in a lot of the cases, like in World War II or in a lot of the other situations that we find ourselves locked in today, like North Korea. But to what really is going on behind the scenes and who's pulling the strings is difficult for most people to grasp. And it is
because it's hidden from sight. Right.
Yeah, it's certainly not visible in Western society. between the news media and the rewriting of history and the groups influential in education, oh my goodness, if you can find a shred of truth anywhere, you're lucky, let alone a composite, history of what got us to where we are today.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, there's lots of things going on in the world. The Middle East, of course, is one of the major ones. We've got the events taking place in the Korean Peninsula, the U.S. economy, the opioid epidemic, which is killing thousands of Americans every year. No shortage of issues, is there, sir?
No, and not the least of which is Puerto Rico being evacuated right now. Lots and lots of people are leaving Puerto Rico. So, right. And that was the design. That was a design storm to do exactly that, to evacuate that island. And the consequences will not be really visible because there's going to be a silent crime wave moving across the United States as these people. Puerto Rico was unique in that it was contained. And so the crime that was a lot of petty street crime, in a sense, was contained on the island. The people couldn't leave. They were, you know, they lived there. That was their culture. They weren't going to move until Hurricane Maria ripped the island to shreds and left them with nothing else. And that's what they wanted to do to Florida. They wanted to eventually, Rick Scott was up there, everybody evacuate. Everybody's got to leave Florida. That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to evacuate Atlanta, which is a kind of a cesspool in terms of the same type of cultural degradation. That's what they were trying to do to Atlanta, but the end result is, where do all those people go?
Exactly.
You know, with nothing. And, you know, then you just see this this crime wave, kind of an invisible crime wave moving across the United States as the, you know, the remnant move out and try and, you know, survive off the land, so to speak, kind of a slash and burn form of street living.
Right. Well, metropolitan Atlanta has a population of less than 500,000, but the whole metropolitan area surrounding Atlanta is probably between 2 and 3 million once you get outside the city limits into the suburbs. It's a huge area, and you're right, Jim. Where would all these people go?
Yeah, I've met a lot of people, professional people, that left Atlanta, and they were just, you know, thrilled to be gone from there. Just, you know, these were medical people, these were other types of professional people, and just ecstatic when they found some other job that they could go to where they could get out of there. It was a daily issue, you know, where you could not walk down the street or go someplace or, you know, you couldn't do anything. And, of course, that was a hub of the Mexican drug trafficking.
Well, the metropolitan area, I was wrong. The metropolitan area is not quite 6 million people. Ninth largest metropolitan area in the United States. So it's a massive cosmopolitan area with nearly 6 million residents. Yeah. And, I want nothing to do with Atlanta, Georgia. They can keep it. It's a major business center and convention center as well, of course.
Right, but some of the worst water on the planet. So if you go to the convention there, you better take a portable water filter with you, for starters. Possibly a concealed weapon or two, and possibly a bulletproof vest underneath that.
Well, I always make decisions on personal protection based on the threat level. And I agree with you, Jim. I would probably carry not one but two concealed weapons, and body armor would be advised depending on the situation. And situational awareness. This is for all our listeners here. Situational awareness. You need to be very alert anytime you're in a urban, suburban area of any kind, anywhere in the United States. Some places are obviously more dangerous than others, such as New York, Baltimore, Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, and so forth. So you adjust your situational awareness and your level of alert dependent on where you're going, the time of day you're going there, and so forth, don't you, Jim?
Exactly. Yeah. I was just in Chicago and I thought it was wonderful, but there again, when you're doing tourist things, you know, with groups of people, you're probably not a target. But you know, get off by yourself and you know, that can change real quick.
Well, if you're driving a rental car in Chicago and make a wrong turn, you could end up in an area that's basically a war zone really quick.
Yeah. Yep.
As most major cities, by the way. I'm not speaking of Chicago.
Yeah, they were famous for having more deaths in Chicago than during the Vietnam War on a daily basis. So,
yeah, we were losing during some of the worst parts of combat, typically 12 to 15 men a day in Vietnam. There were exceptions, of course, but that was a typical death count, was 12 to 15 men a day during the Vietnam War. And about 8 or 10 times that many wounded, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. It's usually a factor of 10, but Chicago had, like, there were weekends with 43 dead in a given day. So it was like, you know, literally a more dangerous place to be than the Vietnam War on the ground.
A much more confined space. The city of Chicago is tiny compared to the entire country of Vietnam. You know, I think it's a fair statement to say that parts of Chicago are basically as dangerous as a war zone. I don't doubt that for a moment.
Well, and especially for somebody like you and me, based on physical characteristics, let's just put it that way.
Right, right. Well, that's true also. If you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Jim, you've got lots of projects you're involved with. Any updates on any of them for us?
Well, yeah, I'll just remind people about the wing generator. If people are interested in getting energy at a ranch, farm, someplace like that where you want to be independent, and people have been responding, very interesting talking to people. And we'll get back to you. But the information is at the top of my webpage. I won't repeat the email on address on the air because it's too long. So just go to my webpage and the information is there. Write an email with the subject title wing and we will get back to you. And, you know, have a questionnaire. But for people who want to be basically off the grid, grid connect, people who think they're going to sell electricity back to the power company, it's really a bad investment. That's all I can tell you. And the very simple reason is most places the electric company does not pay you. They give you credits.
That's right.
For electricity that you might use in the future over your production level. And so it's not something that pays you back. And if you have a system that really makes you independent, then you don't need the power company anymore. Right. You can still have them as a supplement, etc. But the idea is to eliminate that big electric bill. And a lot of farms and ranches have significant electric bills. And so the trick is to have a payback on your own equipment that's very short term, and then you're energy independent also. You're not dependent on them. And a lot of those people have the worst service. They're out at the end of the line. The power goes down. They're at the mercy of a very unresponsive electric company.
Right.
So those are the kind of people that are... the idea of grid connect is a bad idea. It's just... It's not something that's going to pay you back. And so, but if somebody's interested, that's fine.
Okay, we have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. John, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 6th of December. Professor McCanny's website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, you've got not one, but two radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live in the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yes, John. The live airing of my weekly commercial-free show is from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time. And re-airs Friday evening, 10 p.m. and Saturday morning, 3 a.m. Central Time from WTWW. All the ways to listen are on my webpage. And then the web, also the archives are there. And I was a little slow in getting the archives up this past month. I was, let me say, more than rather busy with some things going on, but I'm back some pretty much to normal, whatever normal is. And then my paid cast, $3.95 a month for an extra hour every week. And the month of November topic was space travel, past, present, and beyond. And then the topic for December being the myth of alternative energy. And so that's the December topic for the paid cast, and that's all available on my webpage, all the information.
All right. Thank you, sir. I know you've got a new book in the works. How close are we to publication, sir?
Oh, that's a ways out. I'm very involved in something right now. So these things sometimes take priority one over the other. But yeah, unfortunately, I'm only I need to clone myself. I haven't found out the process to do that yet. But I have to concentrate on one thing. Otherwise, I'm a plate spinner, and all I do is spin plates. So, and plus, I'm real busy with just keeping up all the weekly, you know, tasks of maintaining the web page, communications with people, and you know, et cetera. So,
our younger listeners may not know what a plate spinner is. It used to be a pretty common thing in TV variety shows, I guess you could say. Well, I'll give a quick description, and you could probably, I'm sure people can find this stuff on YouTube. The performer would have maybe 20 or so wood dowels that may be 3/8 of an inch, half an inch in diameter, 4 feet tall, vertical, and would put what appeared to be a common dinner plate on there and get it spinning with these dowels, with a dowel. Start with one, go to two, and eventually have a couple of dozen of these things, and would have to incrementally go back to each one and give it a couple of more spins to keep it going. And it was quite an athletic endeavor, to say the least, to do that. And it was entertaining, but after you've seen it two or three times, you basically don't want to see it anymore, do you?
Right. Yeah, it's but the idea is that you're running from plate to plate, keeping this plate spinning while you then the other plate is slowing down and almost ready to fall. And the idea is to keep all the plates spinning without any of them falling. And so anyway, that's the plate spinner, but you know, translated into modern life of Jim McCanny, well, it involves probably 20 plates that are spinning and have to keep spinning. And it's unfortunate in a sense that science has to be done this way, but then again, that's what it takes to be independent and not be subject to government funding and all of the rigors and control of the scientists who get their advanced degree in physics or chemistry or whatever, mathematics, and then go off and think that they've got the world by the tail when they get their first postdoc, and then they get their first job only 10 years later to realize that everything they've done is owned by somebody else and they don't own anything, and the only thing they can hope for is to get through another 10 years so they can retire. That's the life of a scientist today.
Right, right. Well, that's unfortunate. Not me. That's an unfortunate reality, but you've avoided that, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, so that's what I have to do to and people, when I go to scientific meetings, I have my badge. You know, they give you a little pin-on badge when you go to American Geophysical or, you know, I used to be in military, closed military meetings with my science stuff and electric propulsion systems, whatever it was. And people would ask me, they'd say, well, independent scientist. I had independent scientist instead of, you know, Goddard Space Flight Center. And they would ask me what that meant.
Right, right. I didn't know. That's funny. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 6th day of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project of locating images of continents with new coastlines and television shows and movies, yes, it continues to move forward. It does. It continues to move forward. And let's see here. We go to thelibertyman.com. We scroll down the left side. And the most recent images is a couple of films from both of them from 1957. That's not the latest two, but the last three, two from 1957 and one a documentary on Scientology. Interesting stuff. If you find an image of a continent with new coastlines on a TV show or movie, get that to me. As a thank you, you get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs. And it's a fun project. Really took off this year. And let's move forward with doubling the count that we got this past year. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners. This is my home business. When you make an order for an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that packs them up. I take them to the little country post office in Cherryville, Missouri, where they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for less than $10 every Friday. And they ship them off priority mail, U.S. Postal Service. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, or back pain, you need an energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Not getting a great night's sleep, same thing. You need an energy cleaner. Why procrastinate? Because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. You're risking nothing when you get an energy cleaner. So make that decision. You can make your purchase at my website. Your energy cleaner, your mattress pad using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. And, of course, you can send me a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked on my links page. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Jim, what topics will you be covering on your radio show tomorrow evening?
I don't have any notes written up yet for tomorrow, although it's the ongoing theme of comets becoming planets, so I'm concentrating on that. And so there's a lot of activity relative to that. That last week there was a comet, a specific comet I talked about, which had a tail disconnect event. And so that was my last week's topic. So every week I find some relevant astronomical event and then weave it into that theme.
All right. Well, that's certainly interesting, and I hope people will tune in. And you've got lectures on these radio shows going back more than 10 years, don't you, sir?
Oh, it's about 17 years. Another topic I'm covering right now is the Christmas star. Now, I did a lecture with a talk show host named Brad Walton. He was a talk show host from WCCO Radio from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I did many interviews with him, but one I did was dealing with the Christmas star. And after that interview, I talked about the Christmas star had to have been a very unusual comet, because the three kings, the Magi, were looking for this unusual symbol in the sky, and they discovered it in the east, and they followed it to the west, and then they met together and continued on. And the Herod had seen this and was very inquisitive about that when they were there, and they left in the middle of the night and did not go back, because Herod wanted them to bring back news when they found the Messiah. So anyway, the Christmas star was something very unusual, and after that show, there were no less than 30,000 entries, new entries, on the internet saying the Christmas star was a planetary alignment. And so anyway, that theme has been carried on for literally probably a decade now. And so I warn your listeners, you're going to be barraged. They're even saying now that there was no Christmas star. But they're deathly afraid of anybody thinking that the Christmas star was a comet, which it clearly was. And so the idea of a planetary alignment, we have two or three planetary alignments every year. And these are just visual alignments in the sky, and they only last for a couple hours, and then they go away. So there's no way it could be a planetary alignment. That's just stupid. But they promote this, and you find astronomers all over the place saying that the Christmas star was a planetary alignment. And like I said, this year, they're coming out with, there wasn't a Christmas star. So I'm just warning people, you're going to be barraged by this. Why are they deathly afraid of people understanding that the Christmas star was a comet? So that's an interesting question in itself.
It is. It is. Well, the agenda of the powers that be is to do anything they can to dissuade people from belief in our Lord Jesus and belief in the truth of the Bible. And they'll go to great extremes to achieve that goal, won't they, sir?
Oh, absolutely. It's just unbelievable. There's even a movie out called The Star. I've not seen it, but I've only heard about it. But I'm trying to get more information. I might be able to get to see this. But it's somehow supposedly an accurate rendition, and my podcast when I in November, I'm talking about the in the 50s, the development and kind of the awareness of rocketry in the general public. Walt Disney had a presentation of the moon launch and the moon landing. And it's odd that Walt Disney artists then became essential parts of the space program to do animation. So there was a transition in which we no longer saw real pictures from outer space, but animations, artist renditions of what was going on, showing the spacecraft turning, etc., and approaching a planet, but no real data. So this is what we've seen repeatedly from NASA is animations. And, of course, we know that the moon landing, the alleged moon landing, photographs were all faked and videos. And the alleged originals destroyed and lost, etc. But anyway, making the public aware of space has been an industry going back to the 1950s, but with a very specific twist to it. Let's put it that way.
Exactly.
John, I wanted to mention that, we've talked about my paper about the NASCA lines on this show.
Yes.
And whenever we bridge a topic like that and the public becomes aware, the disinformation machines go into full bore. What you'll find if you pull up NASCA lines or anything like that, what you'll get is just a bounty of videos talking about these aliens supposedly that they're finding all over NASCA. And it's all a bunch of hoaxes, and it's very, very well done hoaxes. And so I haven't seen anything that's believable, that has a shred of believability to it. But they actually make up like little mannequins and take x-rays of them, things like that. And they're really poorly done.
All right. Well, I firmly believe, Jim, that this whole alien story is to keep in place Darwinian evolutionary theory, because once people understand that our ancestors, not aliens, possessed advanced technology 12,000 plus years ago, the entire bogus theory of our Darwinian evolution basically falls apart and has no basis in reality whatsoever, which it already doesn't, but it would make it completely collapse, wouldn't it, sir?
Yeah, it's a theory that I talked about this, I think, one of my paid casts recently, but there's no proof. And when we talk about proof of something, it takes scientists in situ, in other words, on site, multiple scientists observing the same thing or in different regions. Nobody has ever witnessed the creation of a new species. So, when you look at the diversity in the fact that, say, let's take mushrooms. Mushrooms grow all over the place. They're individuals. They're the same mushrooms that were there 20,000 years ago, and their species have not changed.
Right.
And their subspecies and the categorization, etc. That's just one of the good examples, and they don't cross-pollinate. So, Amanita muscaria does not become a Caesar's mushroom, no matter how many millions of times they grow next to one another in the woods. So, and they don't cross or anything else. They remain separate. And that's just a simple example for professors. And I guarantee you there's no professor on the planet that was there at the beginning of the universe or the beginning of the first cell allegedly forming from organic molecules. So, where does that leave us? It leaves it with a theory of evolution that has no proof. The creationists fall into the trap of trying to give scientific evidence for creation, and that's about as ludicrous as evolution itself. Because if you believe in creation, that's all you need. You don't need scientific proof. In fact, by its very definition, there is no scientific proof.
And never will be. And never will.
Never could be. Never could be. By definition.
Right. Well, that's the basic premise of Darwinian evolution, is that one species can become another species given enough time. And there never has been, never will be any proof of that.
No, it's the whole issue is we see modifications within very limited situations within a given species, what we call a species. But classifying animals and plants according to external characteristics has never been a good method of classification. It started out because that was, you know, people would say, well, that dog over there is different than that cat over there, and start giving characteristics and species. But that's a terrible way to classify based on genetics, which is something that people never saw before. And so, and I also question the genetic studies. People send their blood in or whatever, and they say, oh, where are they from, or what's their genetic strain? I really question the scientific basis for that. It's good for a business. They're making a lot of money off of it, but I really question the scientific basis for what the results are that they're sending out to people, and people think, oh, this is where they're from or whatever. And there again, highly questionable science, although a nice profitable business for somebody.
Right, right, right. Very, very true. Okay, well, what direction you want to go next, Jim?
I just wanted to reiterate about the Nazca lines. Be prepared to see, you know, in public more and more these hokey stories. But somebody is spending a lot of time and a lot of money producing this stuff. This just doesn't come out of thin air. It's not Johnny in his garage doing this. This is major production, and somebody is behind this to flood the information or misinformation, and it's centered around Nazca. So it looks like what I've done is hit the nail on the head once again, and the end result is this massive disinformation campaign that takes you off in another direction whenever somebody says Nazca.
I know you've been working with the authorities down there with that government in Peru, and it's a long process dealing with any bureaucratic agency, isn't it, sir?
It's really ridiculous, because within those groups you have academicians who have risen up into government positions as authorities, and it's like any what you might call peer-reviewed process. You have the people who've been out there supposedly studying this for decades and didn't know what they were looking at, and when it comes along, then they resist it. It's like, because they're supposed to be the authorities. So it's a really an odd process. Peer review has never worked for that reason. It's kind of like evolution. Evolution never can get out of its own species, and peer review can never get out of its own paradigm.
Right. So right. Yeah. We see this a lot in Egypt, where anything that challenges the belief, which has no evidence also that the three great pyramids were built as burial monuments, will be effectively countered by the authorities, won't it?
Oh, exactly. Or who even built them? It's very common for civilizations to come along and then repopulate an existing set of structures. But I've been on archaeological sites where it's a brand new, for example, down in Mexico, and brand new archaeological site, and they're digging stuff up out of the ground, and the archaeologist is on site going, well, that's from the classical period. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know, what do you mean the classical period? I mean, it's all, they're just making it up. And once it's classified, then that's the tag it gets. That's what it remains forever. And there's nobody there that can, change the it's like the scientific peer-reviewed journals in space science and astronomy. Those can never be changed because that's considered to be the gospel truth. Most of them were written before the space age, when we got out close to planets and moons and comets, etc. And that's the basis, and nobody can change it. That's considered to be known knowledge because it was peer-reviewed. And it's 98% of it, you know, you could just take it out and burn it because it's worthless.
Right, right. Well, so the truth was not well received frequently, is it, Jim?
No, especially when it comes to science. And so we're locked into another 50 years of bad science with NASA at the helm. I got a kick out of this. There's a guy that got on a number of years ago, little skinny tie NASA guy, and he goes, NASA will now be the Planet X experts. If you want to know about Planet X, listen to NASA. And I'm like, what? You know? And then more recently, there was a woman that came out from NASA claiming that they're going to be the alien specialists now. So it's like, okay, whatever.
They want to get in front of this, don't they?
Yeah.
I think we have a break. I thought I heard music. There it is. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 6th of December. We got a call on hold. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, good morning. Very good. Yeah, yes, hi. Jim, I just wanted to second what you were saying about the, you know, species and evolution and that sort of thing. We have, you know, kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. And that's how, like, the Latin names are assigned to the various families, genuses, and the species. And you could talk about subspecies. We have, they might be able to demonstrate some sort of microevolution in subspecies or something like that, or you certainly have the diversity of dog breeds or cat breeds and that sort of thing. But there's no evidence extant in the fossil record demonstrating intergenus evolution of any kind, you know, and this is like the great farce. I mean, there just isn't anything in the fossil record to demonstrate that. And so it's evolution is just this great preposterous joke, you know, as it's marketed to us.
Well, it took if you look at what Darwin did, he made a leap of faith, and he looked at animals that looked a little different. Of course, the famous archaeological analysis of, you know, out in the Pacific Ocean. And what he did then was made a leap of faith that this is how the species evolved. And that's been with us ever since. And once it got accepted, then it was like plate tectonics. I heard an interesting story the other day that the guy that promoted and established plate tectonics worked the rest of his life trying to get it out of the textbooks because they had proven that it doesn't work, that subduction of continents doesn't work. And it physically can't happen because you can't have one plate that has a less dense structure being pushed under down into a denser part of the earth. It doesn't work. And it's like diamonds forming down deep in the earth. You think, oh, there must be a lot of pressure there. But how do you form a diamond which is harder being compressed by things that are softer? It doesn't work. You know, so most of geology is based on myths. Just like evolution.
Right. Well, subduction could be giving way to sort of this slow slip friction between the plates butting up against one another, but not necessarily subducting one under the other. Here's some of that stuff, you know, being kicked around now, too. About the aliens and the ancient civilizations and that sort of stuff, I find Steve Quayle's work on, the ancient biblical tales of the giants and that sort of thing, this idea of the Nephilim, the Rephaim, Anakim, these various species of humans intermingled with angels, explained and talked about in the Bible, to be very intriguing, you know.
Gentlemen, we are out of time. We are out of time.
All right, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jim. Have you back next Wednesday.
Thank you, John.
Okay, top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.